Donald Trump under oath. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former president will sit down for a deposition today in New York, where the state attorney general is investigating his business practices. He posted early this morning online, it's the continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. The day after,
a federal appeals court ruling the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee can be given former President Donald Trump's tax returns from the IRS. In a unanimous decision, the D.C. court saying the returns would inform the committee on the efficacy of the presidential audit program and the request doesn't violate Trump's First Amendment rights.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. All this after the FBI raid Monday at the Trump Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence amid a probe into classified documents taken from the White House.
This is America's greatest nightmare, and it's unfolding right before our eyes.
Republican Congressman Jody Heiss tells Fox Democrats are using the Justice Department as a weapon, demanding answers from the Attorney General. Another GOP lawmaker, Jim Banks, tells Fox the former president has made up his mind about a 2024 run.
Meanwhile, we now have information on the judge who reportedly signed off on the Mar-a-Lago search warrant. Florida federal judge Bruce Reinhart made donations to former President Barack Obama's successful campaign and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who ran a failed 2016 presidential bid.
Fox's Brooke Singman, a Trump-backed Republican, won the primary for governor in Wisconsin.
I'm going to work hard for the people of Wisconsin, and we are going to make this state the greatest that it possibly can be.
Jim Michaels will try to unseat Democratic Governor Tony Evers after defeating Rebecca Clayfish, who was endorsed by ex-Vice President Pence. A week after Washington's primary, GOP Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler has conceded defeat to a Trump-endorsed Republican, Joe Kent.
And Congresswoman Butler joins the growing list of Republicans who voted to impeach former President Trump to lose their primary.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Here are two other primary results. In Minnesota, Brad Finstad won a special election to fill a vacant House seat, replacing Congressman Jim Hagedorn, who died earlier this year. Also in Minnesota, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar narrowly beat back a primary challenge from a more moderate Democrat, Don Samuels, who was running on a pro-police message. Now, Omar is among the progressives who have been pushing to defund police.
Faith and Blue, an organization that bills itself as connecting law enforcement with community, held a conference Tuesday where Reverend Markell Hutchins said it's time to stop these calls for defunding police.
Well, we need to lift our nation's law enforcement professionals up, not tear them down.
When he spoke, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said we live in a challenging time.
A time when the bounds of trust between our communities and law enforcement are frayed, and the threat landscape is dynamic.
He said the reality is we can only strengthen and rebuild the bonds of trust through actions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The defund police movement gained traction after George Floyd's death in 2020 in Minneapolis, where a white police officer was fired, then convicted of murder for kneeling on Floyd's neck, killing the black man. Three other officers are implicated, and all that led to protests and this.
Nautica Turner pleaded guilty in February to trying to set a 7-Eleven on fire in June of 2020. It was a case of, if at first you don't succeed. Prosecutors say Turner first tried to set fire to a cardboard box inside the store. When that didn't work, she then tried to set fire to a trash can next to the building. That attempt also failed, but someone else later started the fire that burned the 7-Eleven to the ground. Turner's been sentenced to 2 years in prison for a conspiracy to commit arson. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
We'll get an update on inflation this morning. Expected to rise a little less than in July from the 40-year high in June. And on Wall Street, stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.